100 Word Stories.
Hey everybody, it's me. Sometimes people send in stories for the weekly challenge a day or two late. It's been a weird week, so Danny came up with this one on Monday, but things have been kind of... I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, here's Danny's story on the topic of blame, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here. And, yeah, well, I apologize this week. I'm a bit late with my entry. The weekly challenge is 398 Blame, but I will not write a story before its time. And I struggled with this one because I knew there was something there. I knew I had something, and it didn't gel until about 5 minutes ago when I responded to a friend's Facebook post. And this is the gist of it. And I kind of embellished and added a couple of lines, but I think this is a pretty accurate 100-word story about how I feel about the word blame. So let's just roll this out there and see if crap will post it. And if you do, I appreciate it. But here it is. Blame. I understand in the wake of the Citizens United decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that not only has corruption been legalized, but it is almost impossible now to follow the money trail of the entities contributing to campaign finance. Corporate America has become the Wizard of Oz. Don't look behind the curtain. There is nothing to see here. Pretend to hold us accountable if you want. But we will point the fingers of blame, thank you. After all, you have no idea the billions it costs to run a blame campaign, and we billionaires intend to keep it that way.